This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, March 8th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Being a Christian in the Muslim-majority nation of Turkey is increasingly difficult. This is especially true for Turkish Christian children in school who do not take Islamic classes and face persecution for even speaking about Jesus. The Worldview spoke to Claire Evans of International Christian Concern about the situation.
In one of the articles addressing the situation of Turkish Christians in these schools, there's a difference in Turkey between your ethnicity and your nationality. Everyone who lives in Turkey is technically Turkish, but not everyone is ethnically Turkish. The Armenians, the Syrians in Turkey, they're recognized as being Christians, and people give them some amount of grade in the schools if they want to not be in the Islamic class. They expect that because they're not ethnically Turkish.
Evans said that Turkish Christians do not receive the same kind of grace.
If you are a Turkish Christian, however, you're expected to be a Muslim. And if you have children who are in school saying that they're a Christian, then the situation becomes really quite complicated. And people wonder, well, how are you raising your kids? Why are you not going to Islamic class? You're Turkish. What's the problem? And so it puts a lot of social pressure on the entire family.
Please pray that these Christian children would know the truth of God's word, as summarized in Romans 8:31. If God is for us, who can be against us? At the end of last month, the Economic Community of West African States Court of Justice ordered the government of Nigeria to investigate attacks by Muslim Fulani herdsmen that killed over 300 Christians in the Benue state in 2016, reports Morningstar News. The judges declared, quote, the Nigerian government was in violation of its obligation to protect the human rights of these communities, end quote. This comes as the Muslim Fulani herdsmen killed over 40 Christians last month, adding to the tally of hundreds who have been killed over the last several years. In violation of God's order, the Church of England held a service last week celebrating 25 years since the first women were ordained into the priesthood, reports Christian Today. Archbishop Justin Welby gave the blessing and welcomed the guests at the service, which included the first women to be made bishops back in 1994. In contrast, the European Evangelical Alliance published a new paper calling on Christian leaders to stand by the Bible's definitions of marriage and family in the face of increasing cultural pressures. They wrote, quote, moving away from God's pattern for family life is not an option for evangelical Christians, end quote. Isaiah 18:20 says, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. The 400-year-old Gedaiji Temple in Kyoto, Japan's ancient former capital, got a modern upgrade last week in line with the country's fascination with robotics, reports the diplomat. The new robotic idol is based on Kanon, the Buddhist goddess of mercy, worshipped by thousands in Japan. Psalm 135 says, the idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Those who make them are like them, so is everyone who trusts in them. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court allowed a New Jersey Supreme Court ruling to stand that blocked Morris County from giving millions of dollars in historic preservation funds to help maintain 12 local churches. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh raised concerns of religious discrimination over the New Jersey ruling, and three of the court's conservative judges suggested the broader issue would be taken up in a future case. Ryan Majors of Madison County, Alabama, is suing an abortion mill for taking the life of his unborn child through a medicated abortion that his girlfriend received against his wishes, reports Fox News. In an unprecedented case, the Alabama County Court recognized the baby as a person and plaintiff in the suit against Alabama Women's Center abortion mill on Tuesday. While Majors violated God's design and engaged in fornication, he explained to WAAY-TV 31, that abortion was wrong.
I believe that every child from conception is a baby, and It deserves to live. I'm here for the men who actually want to have their baby.
During a speech given at the Conservative Political Action Conference over the weekend, President Donald Trump promised to sign an executive order to protect free speech on college campuses if colleges want to receive federal dollars. Listen to the president.
Today I'm proud to announce that I will be very soon signing an executive order requiring colleges and universities to support free speech if they want federal research dollars.
This comes in the wake of increased discrimination against conservative activists on campus, reports CBN News. The federal government currently grants universities over $26 billion each year to conduct research. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, March 8th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.